Welcome to the Magnificent Vibes Podcast, aka MVP, where we talk about sports, music, media, and stuff that you might or might not care about. In today's side episode, we are going to be talking about some picks. Week seven is among us, ladies and gentlemen. We have more picks for you guys. And last week I did 10 times better than what I did in week five. Week five, all you guys know, I had a sluggish week, 5-8, but your boy bounced back with a 9-5 record. And I look forward to capitalizing off that come week seven. So enough of me rambling. Let's get right into it. Now we're getting to a point in the season where we pretty much know what these teams are. And a lot of these games I'm not going to over expound on. So if I get through some of these pretty quickly, hey, don't be mad. Just tell your team, do better. All right. So we're going to get right into it with our first matchup, starting with the Thursday night game. The Jaguars going up against the Saints on the road. And the Jaguars are 2.5-point underdog in this game. And I disagree with that. The Saints are 2.5-point favorite. I think the Jags cover that and they get a win against the Saints on the road. Yes, the Saints do play better at home, but the Jaguars are hot right now. It seems like they found their niche. It looks like they found their offense, and it looks like they are back on track. So I think the Jaguars will win this game. I think they're back on track to taking control of that division like many people thought they would, especially with the Colts rookie quarterback going down for the season, Richardson. Sorry to hear that. And with the Titans, kind of, you don't really know what they are. And the Texans, who could possibly be a threat in that division. I'll get into that later. But it just looks like the Jaguars are the cream of the crop in the AFC South. So I'm going to go ahead and go with the Jaguars to win that one. Now on to our Sunday games. No London games this week. We're going to start off with the Raiders on the road against the Bears. Nothing much to see here with this matchup. Justin Fields is out for, I think they said, 1 to 4 weeks with that thumb injury. Now they're going to have to go with Tyson Bagent. And I'm telling you, this is another tricky game for the Bears. It's one of those games they could win because the Raiders are going to be out without their starting quarterback, too. They're going to be starting Moyer or someone, whatever quarterback they're going to be having starting for this next game. And so, yeah, like Brian Hoyer is going to be starting. So I'm going to go with the team that have the most superstars on their squad. Josh Jacobs and Davante Adams. And even though they both aren't having strong seasons, I'm going to go with the team that has the most stars. You know, the Bears only have DJ Moore left, so 2-1, I'm going with the Raiders. Hands down, I'm going with the Raiders. Up next, we got the Browns going up against the Colts. By the way, the Raiders are a 3-point favorite. The Browns going up against the Colts on the road. I got the Browns in this one. The Colts defense is just too strong. I think they have the most underrated defense in the NFL right now. A lot of people aren't really noticing them because their offense is so boring. But I think they play a well-balanced game against the Colts, who, even though they're 3-3, they don't feel like a 3-3 team, right? The Browns, I think, will win this game, and they are 3-point favorite. Up next, we got the Bills going up against the Patriots on the road. I got the Bills in an easy one. They are an 8-point favorite. I think they cover. The Commanders go on the road against the Giants. The Commanders are playing. They were able to bounce back after that dud of a game they put up against the Bears. And now they go up against another dud team, the Giants. And I think they go ahead and win. Even though the Giants played better with Tyrod Taylor as their quarterback, they're still a trash team. They're still a trash team. I told you guys in the beginning of the season I wasn't sold on the Giants. And look what's happening. And so I got the Commanders winning that one. And the Commanders are a 3-point favorite. I think the spread should be a little bit more than that. But it is what it is. The Falcons go on the road against the Bucs. I think the Bucs bounce back from that Lions game. And they go on to beat a Falcons team that plays very poorly on the road. The Bucs are a 2.5-point favorite. The Lions, this one. Now, this is a game I'm going to stop for a little bit. Lions on the road against the Ravens. Now, the Ravens should technically be 5-1. So this should have been a matchup of 2 5-1 teams going up against each other. But I like this matchup. I love this matchup. This is actually a rematch from the game they played a couple of years ago. Lamar Jackson had one of the most historic comebacks of all time in regular season history, where the Lions lost in the most Lions way, where they didn't have that much. I think they needed a touch. They needed a field goal to win the game, and they were stuck way back at their own 1 yard line. And Lamar Jackson was able to get them. Well, for most kickers, it's not field goal range, but for Justin Tucker, that was enough. Anything past 60, that's more than enough for Justin Tucker, and he was able to kick that field goal to win that game. And now the Lions come on the road and play the Ravens. Now the Lions have been an excellent road team. I keep saying that on this podcast. The Lions have been one of the best road teams that we've seen in a long time. And now they go into a very tough environment in Baltimore. And I think the Baltimore Ravens win this one in a squeaker, in a very close game. They are a 3-point favorite. I think this game could come down to a field goal. And I think the Ravens win this one. Up next, we get down to the 3 o'clock games. The Steelers on the road against the Rams. Both of these teams, you know, Steelers features a good defense, mediocre offense. The Rams feature a good offense and a mediocre defense. So what does that create here? Well, the team with the best offense wins. And I think the Rams have the best offense, and I think they go on to beat the Steelers. Up next, we have the Seahawks at home against the Cardinals. Not going to expound this one. Seahawks easily. They are a 7-point favorite. I think they cover. The Broncos at home against the Packers. The Broncos are a 1-point favorite. And I think the Broncos win. I'm going to give the home team the advantage here. The Packers have not been impressive. Let's see how they look coming off a bye week. But I think the Broncos, even though they are a disaster of a team, I think the Packers aren't as good as many people thought they were either. And I think the Broncos go on and win. The Chargers on the road against the Chiefs. It is always a great matchup when these two teams meet. It always comes down to the final play, and it always comes down to Mahomes finishing on top. Now, there was, I think last year, I think they split the season series. I think the Chargers ended up beating Kansas City at home, and then I think Kansas City returned a favor in San Diego. So I think the Chiefs, oh man, the Chargers, man. What a heartbreaking loss to the Cowboys. I had picked the Chargers to win that game, but the Chargers just keep, they're one of those teams that just keep shooting themselves in the foot. And this Chiefs team, this is not the same Chiefs team from the last few years. If there's a lot of stuff transpiring in the background, don't mind me. I'm in the neighborhood. But anyway, the Chiefs, oh my goodness, man. Their defense is really good. They're one of the top defenses in the NFL. The Chargers defense leaves a lot to desire. They can rush the passer, but they just give up a lot of big plays in the secondary. And I think the Chiefs will find daylight and they will win this game. I just need CBS to do me a favor. Please stop showing Taylor Swift. We're over it. We're over it. We don't need to see Taylor Swift anymore. All right. We're done. We get it. They're dating. Great. All right. Up next, we got our Sunday night game. Eagles, Dolphins. Eagles at home against a high-powered offense. Tua versus Jalen. This is going to be an interesting matchup because, of course, we all know the story that happened in college football where Tua was subbed in for Jalen Hurts in the championship game because Jalen Hurts wasn't playing that well and Tua was able to save the day. Now, these two rivals meet again, this time face to face. No one's going to be benched for this one. The Eagles coming off a heartbreaking loss against the Jets, where basically they had the game won, and for some reason the Jets were able to get this thing back in their favor. The Eagles offense leaves a lot to desire this year. I don't know what's going on with the Eagles offense. I don't know if it's Jalen. I don't know if it's the lack of a run game, but this team needs to get it together offensively, or else they're going to find themselves making it to the playoffs, but being an easy out in the first matchup. So the Dolphins, they're not playing no games, man. They're not playing. Yeah, they laid an egg against the Bills, but this team is a really good team. Tyreek Hill is on pace to break the wide receiver record. This dude is amazing. I got the fans in this one. I got the fans beating the Eagles on the road. The Eagles are a 2.5-point favorite. I think the Miami Dolphins cover this one. I really do. I got the fans winning that one. And last but not least, we got the Vikings at home against the 49ers. I think the 49ers bounce back. They should be healthy for this game against the Vikings now that they get an extra day to sit some of the players that got hurt, like Deebo Samuels, like Christian McCaffrey, Trent Williams got hurt. So I think now with those guys getting back, hopefully those guys can work their way back into the lineup. It will make things a lot easier for Brock Purdy. Now, I know everybody loves Brock Purdy. This is his first loss. They should have won last week. They missed the chip shot field goal. But listen, I'm not sold on Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy is as good as the weapons around him. I don't think that he's a front runner for MVP. I just don't. And so you can come at me, 49ers fans, all you want. I don't care. I just don't believe in Brock Purdy. I think he's a good quarterback, but let's chill on this whole, anointing him as this great quarterback next time Brady stuff. Not going to happen. No. But yeah, with that being said, I got the 49ers beating the Vikings. Vikings coming off a underwhelming win against the Bears. They should have honestly dominated the Bears, but I don't know, man. This Vikings team, it's just confusing to me. I don't know what to make of this team. But anyway, those are my picks, and I'm sticking to them. Next week, I will be predicting the fates of the Panthers, the Bengals, the Cowboys, the Texans, the Jets, and the Titans. They are all on a bye week this week. So, with that being said, I'm Rod the Magnificent. Hope you enjoyed this side episode, and I will see you guys on the next one. Peace.